Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's right. Back at it again. I'm on vacation, but you know, there's stuff to talk about, I guess, Mark Blankenbaker. Plus, I don't really have any other hobbies other than just sitting on the beach. You can only do that for so long.
Yeah, what are you going to do in the morning? Are you going to take a walk? Are you going to get some pancakes or something?
Nah, I'm not getting pancakes. I'm not 12. I don't know. I actually got to do some running because I've got to, since I'm running the mini with probably the least amount of training I've done. So I'll try to go five today. I went four the other day.
Okay.
So we'll see.
You have a nice little running trail there in 30A, the Gulf Coast?
Not really. No. You know, I mean, you just go along. I mean, you know, you're running along the sidewalk. So, you know, as long as you got flat land, I'm good to go. So,
you don't want to do the Rocky Balboa and Apollo Creed stuff and run on the sand?
No, that stuff is the biggest, but that's the dumbest thing. That's easiest ways to injure yourself.
I know it is.
People running in the sand. I'm like, plantar fasciitis on line one.
No kidding. You know. Or like a torn ACL or something like that. Like it's the worst for you.
It's just not a good idea. Always sounds good idea, never a good idea long term. So, no, I don't know. We couldn't have a bonfire last night because it was so windy around.
Oh, really? Really, really windy down there.
Yeah.
It was windy and yesterday. It was terrible.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, the kids are misbehaving over in Seaside. You should have seen the notice we got last night. There's a curfew from like 6:45 on because teenagers are acting goofy. So here it is. Our guy, the Walton County Sheriff's Office.
He's there.
We should get him on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been working closely with the Walton County Sheriff's Office. And tonight, beginning at 6:45, the Sheriff's Office will not allow unsupervised groups of minors into our community without parents. Seaside.
Wow.
Floor.
Yeah. Well,
from their Instagram page.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I get it.
Assuming that's not a prank. I mean, I'm assuming that's, real.
I know that
they're
has
acting
been
like
an
fools, so.
Ongoing issue. From Destin to Panama City, Pensacola for a long time. And then in Miami, they actually cracked down, like in South Beach. They're like, yeah, the bars have to close at a certain time. But
6:45. It's still plenty of light out in the sky.
Yeah, that is crazy. So what'd you do last night?
Because they're all riding around on like golf carts. They're all riding around like madmen on golf carts.
Oh, is that what they're doing? And they're like making TikToks on the...
You can't... No. I mean, there's just so many of them. There's just all these people... All these teenagers in groups, and they are everywhere. I mean, they are like it's. I mean, we're. It's not nearly as crowded as we are, but when we went down the Seaside the other night party, it was like, I mean, there's more traffic on the golf carts and bikes than there were, you know, just on the actual cars.
Wow. Well, that's kind of cool. So what would you do if you couldn't make a bonfire? What'd y'all do last night?
Drank.
I just drank alcohol.
I mean, got some barbecue. We the other night somebody had a crawfish broil. You know, so that was good.
That's
had
lovely.
That. They brought it was cool. They just put it right out on the table. Just just this huge counter and like not on plates, just on a couple of pieces of I guess plastic. I don't know what you put it on, but
that's awesome.
Whatever it was called, but yeah. So it's good time down here. Pretty okay weather, but super windy. So
Yeah, no, and, yeah, it was super
nobody's
nice.
Nobody's blown over back there, right, yesterday?
Well, yeah, I guess we're all just digging out of that and, you know, just, you know, getting all the trees cut up that fell and trying to repair houses. And I know the National Weather Service is gone and trying to figure out if that was straight line winds or tornadoes. And I think a couple of them have been already determined tornadoes, but I don't know which ones.
Yeah, it had to be.
Had to be. I mean, yeah, when it's like 105 mile an hour winds, it's got to be something, right? It's not just a normal wind. So, but it, you know,
it, yeah, pretty crazy,
pretty bad weather day yesterday. So it was a good place to be for you yesterday down there at 38.
I'd say so. So I guess we'll get John Bowl today. I don't know. I mean, assume we will.
I would assume
we'll have him on about 8:30. I think that's it. Do you see? I'm just scrolling down my Instagram page here. Jared got a dog. Did we
he
see
got
this?
A dog. That does not make any sense. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it does. Well, I mean, he's, you know, the house can be pretty empty, man. You know, it's a single guy down there, so I'm sure he, you know, wanted to have another creature in the house.
Yeah, but he's always he's always on the go. He's always doing something. Now he's got an obligation to stay at the house.
Home.
Oh, okay.
I think he works from home, right? So he's actually, it's not like me where I had to go 30 minutes each way to let Chip out. You know, he's a little bit of a life changer right there. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be good for him. I think he needs to.
What kind of dog is
Count Chocula to grow up? It's a pug.
Oh, it's a pug.
It's a pug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pug. Oh, we buried the lead of the show today, by the way.
What's that?
We buried the lead. James, you want to tell everybody the lead? Chase is?
I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, Chase is there. Oh, man. So you had your first oversleeping,
For the record.
I made it
at 6:55.
6:55.
So I would have been able to build the break, but James kind of saved my skin a little bit.
He did, and I saw the box of Pop Tarts that he brought in. I walked in when Chase beat me in. So, you know, to me, he was on time.
Okay.
Yeah, he was on time.
Okay. But so what time did you wake up?
6:47.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a horrifying thought.
I was here at 6:54. So
you didn't brush your teeth.
That's impressive.
You didn't brush your teeth.
I didn't do anything.
I don't care if you brush your teeth. We're on the air.
I put on my clothes that were closest to me. Grabbed a box of Pop Tarts, my water bottle, and ran out the door to my car.
Where was the flaw in it? Where was the flaw in the alarm check? Where was it?
I don't know. Maybe I didn't set it, but it definitely didn't go off. I wake up to any sound. I really do.
Yeah.
So I guess I didn't set it last night. It's awful.
Well,
it's awful.
I just know that horrifying feeling.
Oh,
like,
awful.
The worst. Like, oh, my God. What time is it? Like, you can't believe it. You do a double take.
Yeah. No, I thought for a second I was like, is it Saturday? It's Thursday.
Oh, no. You've got two more days that you've got to wake up.
Yeah.
And then you can sleep in for as much as you can. And I'm struggling. I cannot wait for Friday night to take a gummy and to get reset on my sleep, because I'm still on Hawaii time.
You're still jet lag.
Oh, yep. It's just, I'm just messed up. Like, I was telling Chase the other day, like I was, or yesterday, I was like so tired, and I fell asleep at like 7:30, and I knew it wasn't time to go to sleep, and I woke up, and I could not fall back asleep, and it's just because I'm on this Hawaiian time still. It's awful. It is
Mehe Kalike Maka.
Yeah. No, it's terrible. Yeah. So, you know, Friday night, we're getting a total CBD gummy, and if my brain is mush in the morning on Saturday morning, it won't matter at all.
Who cares? Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah, you just want to sleep. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and right now you're thinking it's what, like 1 a.m. there?
Yeah, it's 1:15 in the morning. Yeah, in Hawaii, and you know, and I'm trying to adjust, but I'm not getting there at night. I'm not able to fall asleep. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I was only there 9 days.
I don't sleep, and I really haven't slept down here, but I've been pretty productive getting a bunch of stuff done in the morning. But yeah, they got the good gummies down here though, right? I should be taking advantage of that.
Do they? I don't know. I don't know the laws of Florida.
Like Florida does, right? Yeah,
they got the good. They got the good stuff.
They got the real stuff.
The real,
Yeah, help you sleep and do other stuff. So anyway, did we have the commitment when we were on the air yesterday from James Madison guy? Okay, that was afterwards.
It was it was like before the 3 o'clock shows, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's start there. I mean, this is, you know, the free agency period has begun. You know, we just don't know what these guys cost.
what the salary is. I know that it costs some money to get the Sun Belt Player of the Year out of James Madison, a team that was they had an amazing record. You know, beat Wisconsin in the first round, lost to Duke in the second. Terrence Edwards Jr., 17.2, 4.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists.
Oh, yeah. I mean, remember you used to get, like, the Sun Belt Player of the Year, and you'd be like, oh, how good could this guy be? Now he's, like, one of the most sought-after commodities. I'd be like, hey, you got the Sun Belt Player of the Year.
Right.
And you know, it used to be that people would look down like the Radford Warrior, like Strebel that one summer.
Well, yeah, no, and I want – like, I'm really excited, like, when Strebel's, like, you know, talking down to Pat Kelsey. I'm like, this is great because he's done this over Carlick Jones. He did it over Keetrell Clark. Like, any player that actually ends up being good, he, like, attaches and, like, just goes and crushes them before anything actually happens. And it actually always works out. So the fact that Strebel's, like, going after Pat Kelsey, I love. But this Terrence Edwards guy, man, I mean, he's 6'6". You know,
like about Kelsey that he's given fans hope?
Yeah, no, he's just crushing the hire. Like, we didn't get who we wanted, and that, you know, that everybody turned us down, and you got to get this corny guy and all this other stuff. He just wants us to make it. He's doing the thing where Kentucky fans want to make you feel insecure about everything in your program. I mean, you could hear it. You know what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So we all know what it sounds like, but
he's under their skin. He's under their skin.
Yeah, it's exactly. So you know what though? But this is a good commitment. We have three players, and I
getting
love
there. Almost got enough to play game.
I loved yesterday. Pat Kelsey puts out a video that he's getting. He's by the airplane, right?
Yeah, mistake.
He's doing what you do, and he's kind of pacing back and forth while he's talking. And
he is a walker. Yeah,
he's a walker, and he turned around. And I don't know if Pat Kelsey meant to put the tail number on video, but as soon as he did, of course, Louisville fans started tracking.
Oh, yeah, the aeronautical experts, around Louisville, like, oh, let's go to that flight tracker and stalk the coach.
And so they knew that the plan was, and apparently the flight went to Toledo, and he went to go meet with Maddox, right? So was he the Mac player of the year, or is he just a really good player at Toledo? He's a really good player at Toledo.
Mac first team.
Mac first teamer, yeah. Okay.
Mac first team, okay. What position?
He's a
and I'm on
point
vacation
guard.
Down here,
yeah,
so I'm
point guard.
I have not kept up with all the things. So we're gonna have some guards to start out with.
We're gonna
I
have
like
some
that.
Guards, yeah. So Maddox, and then that flight left at 9, and it was supposed to go to Boca, but I didn't see if it ended up going there or not.
It didn't
end up going, so it came back here.
I just love that everybody is tracking him in the air. That, like, I mean, I guess any fan base could do that. I just can't imagine maybe at Charleston, are they just not that nutty? I mean, because you would think if he did that at Charleston, if they had, you know, people that would – I mean, fans, that's what they do. They want to know what's going on. But, you know, maybe it's because right now it's so early that we want to know it. But I wonder if he – that's a great question, if he did it on purpose or not.
I don't know. But, like, if you're going to put the tail number in and you're saying you're going to go recruit – you know, basically, you're going to go big game hunting. You know, that's what he said, right? Like, I'm going to go big game hunting. And you put the tail number. I mean, I'll check it out. You know,
It's really smart. Yeah. Actually, it's really smart because if he says that's what he's going to do, everybody's going to know where he's going. And then when they figure out where he's going, they're going to know the player. We're going to know everything about this guy. I think it's kind of brilliant if it was on purpose.
Yeah, and he's shouting out
he
the 502 circle, and it's like, well, do you want this guy? Okay, well, let me go big game hunting with this 502 circle money. Rick Kieber's $1 million match. Keep it going. And I guess they went over $500,000 yesterday, almost.
Yeah.
I almost got to 600, I think, but I don't know that for sure.
The last number I got was 550,000. That was as of midnight. That was midnight, well, Central, so.
Okay. Perfect. That's great. So at 550 in just 3 days,
there.
That's awesome.
Getting there.
It's just incredible.
Well, I just wonder if they, you know, there's that initial push. You know, I wonder if they're going to be able to get the, you know, how soon they'll be able to get the rest of it.
Well,
you know,
a lot of people
I imagine
probably on
they
vacation.
Probably have, well, they have the internet. I mean, I imagine a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, I imagine they have one or two big hitters in the hole, too.
Oh, like, sure.
You know, $50,000, $100,000, you know, that if they get close, that somebody will get them to the finish line. And that's something else, too. If you get to, you know, if they exhaust all those and they're still at like 1.8 or 1.9, there's somebody out there wanting to play hero, right?
Oh, somebody's got to.
They'll want to play hero. They'll want to play hero and put that together.
For sure. And you know what? And it doesn't stop here. I mean, this is like the initial push for Pat Kelsey. I mean, you know, you want to get the guys that will do $10 a month, $20 a month. You know, these great $10,000, Drew Diener's $1,000 donations are awesome. But, like, if you just got, like, if you got, like, 10 chases to give 10 bucks, you know, that's $100 a month that you can incrementally have, you know, and you know.
Any of it's good. You're going to have big hitters, I think,
you do.
To get
you
all
do.
The way down to the
you got to have it
this
all.
This is, you know, you got to have somebody that's ready to drop 50,000, you know, or more, you know, or six figures. And there are those guys out there. There are not many of them, but they're out there. So we'll see. I mean, I don't think you announce them like this if you don't have a plan to get there, you know, like. Even in worst case scenario, like we've never done anything like this, so you don't know. Like, how's your plan working? Because I love the match thing because it's what we do with Cram the Van, and it's like, so I gave 1,000, it's like giving 2,000,
right? You know,
because Rick Kieber's matched it. I mean, that's the cool part about it. So look, we'll see how this goes. I mean, let's face it: if they get a good roster, it's easier to go pass the hat next year. If they don't, it's like, I don't know. was it worth it? But I think it will be.
Yeah,
I absolutely think it will be.
I think if you get to that second weekend of the NCAA tournament, if it works out really well, it's going to be really easy to say, hey, we're going to run this back. We're going to, you know, let's get this going, you know, and you know, thank you for your help. Can I count on you for this year? You know, and we got to reload, you know, stuff like that.
I don't know that Kieber's given $1 million a year.
No, but I'm saying
one, like, big swinging donation.
But the people that have given $500, $200, you know, $1,000 or whatever, or just sign up for a subscription.
There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure to get this class. It's not that they necessarily, I don't know if they have to go to the second weekend, but I think they've got to be, you know, a seed that people are happy with, 4, 5, 6 seed, something like that. You know, I mean, I think if you get to that level, and again, we know, like, if injuries happen, we know, you know, what progress when we see it. We didn't see progress for 2 years, so we'll know. It'll be real. It'll look wild if we see progress. Like, what's that? That's progress.
Totally.
Oh my God, it's attention to detail. Look at that. That's improvement from individual. There's a concept. That's what they're going to run on offense. And, you know, and then we'll see from there what it looks like. And if the roster construction is good, I think it's much easier. It's not easy, but it's because it's never easy to raise money. But I think it's much easier to go back to those people you're talking about and say, hey, you know, do you like that? You know, can we can I interest you in that again?
Right. And I think the big answer is are those people at the Yum Center, you know, this year? You know, like, do they show up? It's a lot easier for Dan Furman to do some fundraising when he's only got to find you in row 5. You know, like, you know.
Yeah, or you have the QR code up on the screen. You know,
correct.
I mean, I assume that's something that you can do quite often.
But when those people aren't at games and he's got to call you and meet you at your business because nobody's been going to games, it's a lot more difficult. So, you know, I that's what I hope. You know, before we get to the tournament and all that other stuff, that we get butts in seats, that people are excited to go to the ball games, they're talking about the games, they care about the outcome of the games. I mean, I was so disenchanted with Louisville basketball by the Arkansas State game.
It
was just
people
like,
we're not going because they were mad at the pro. It would just make them physically mad to go to the game.
Right. No, totally. And that's totally foreign concept to most of us, and to not be connected to Louisville basketball. And so, you know, the fact that Pat Kelsey has done this in a week, to me, is just, it's incredible. And it's already.
Well, hey, Look, Kentucky's having a nice little fundraiser. Good for them. Chase just sent me the tweet that they'd raised over $35,000 in the first 24 hours.
That's great.
UK. That's cute.
That's really nice, man.
It's almost Cram the Van level, but
like,
not quite.
It's
actually,
like, you have a head
close.
Coach that you don't believe in at all. Yeah. but what would be our match, like, on the 502
So
circle?
Here's this. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the headline. So they raised $35,000 in the first 24 hours. In the 19 days since, less than 15. So they have half the money we raised for Cram the Van.
Yeah, yeah. We raised more money in a day, really, for Cram the Van than John Calipari is able to garner from the entire Kentucky fan base to buy players.
That is an astonishing number. Now, I mean, is that not astonishingly low? I mean,
that's the level
scary.
Of belief that they have in John Calipari. They're sick of it, man. They're sick of going out.
Is that
out.
The only NIL collector they have? I mean, that just number seems
I don't
preposterously
think it is.
Low.
No.
This is the
okay,
new one. I think
say.
They have other.
Okay.
This is the basketball-specific one. And, you know, one of the things that I know Stoops has done, you know, and actually like this idea, is he'll just go to dinner with people. Like, he'll just take, he'll just go to Jeff Ruby's and he'll meet somebody and be like, he's like, I got to go to dinner anyway. And let me sit down and, and learn about you and learn about you and see if I can get you to start funding. And if you have money, great. If not, I'm buying you dinner. You know, like, you know.
Well, and, yeah. And that's where I think Kelsey would be wise to reinstate whatever he wants to call it, the Friends of the Ville, you know, or to have. And I know they allegedly had something under Kenny Payne, but if one more person tells me that, I'm going to my eyes are going to bleed. I'm like, yeah, but it wasn't any good and they didn't do anything, you know, and the people that were in Friends of the Ville didn't know anything about it if there was one. And it wasn't to me, you know, it wasn't about being able to fly with a team. That's the higher level, you know, guys. But it was like two or three events a year, you know, and you know, watch the tournament draw with them and they met in the summer and maybe something else, you know, and it was worth it for those people because, and it was, you know, I think it was $5,000. I thought I said $2,500 the other day. I think it was $5,000. So there are probably other benefits with it too. I know some people like could split it or that sort of thing, but, and you know, split up the events they go to. But I think something like that is good, A, for money, but B, for just having connections in the community and making that, you know, reaching out the way that, you know, we're not having to worry about him reaching out.
No.
But I think it was smart business.
Totally. And I think that Friends of the Ville network is still mostly intact. You know, I think there probably are a couple people that have that you may not be able to get back, but maybe Pat Kelsey can. And, you know, like just that type of thing, it just goes a long way. People want to feel like they're in. Yeah. I actually think you are this type of person that when you feel like you're on the inside or like that you understand the inner workings of something, it's a lot easier to get Drew Diener to buy into something than it is when you're on the outside of something. And I think a lot of people are wired that way. And you know, there's something about that type of person that once you engage them, it's like you don't need to ask them for, you only need to just ask the question. You know, like, hey, can I get this? Sure, of course. I know exactly how you're operating. You know, I think that's exactly, I think.
Otherwise, you guess.
Right.
You know,
right.
Otherwise, you're guessing and, oh, there's all this misinformation out there. Yeah, because you're guarding the truth like it's, you know, the 11 herbs and spices or something, you know, and just not trusting anyone. So, you know, I hope, Kelsey, I mean, I know he will. I'm so I can't wait till we're doing a show one morning and he's out there on the golf cart, you know, riding around with donuts for the studio trying to turn the games. Because you know that's happening.
Oh, totally. And you know what? I don't even need to see him. If he wants to go to Toledo, if he wants to go to Boca, if he needs to wheel over to California and show us the tail number along the way, I'm on board. Like, you know, I don't need to see him. When he gets 13 players, then we can start talking to him. I give him the space he needs to operate and the money that he needs. But he's already like every day there's something that comes out from Pat Kelsey, and I freaking love that. He's had more tweets in a week with Louisville basketball than I think Kenny Payne had the entire time he was here. So
I didn't know he had a Twitter account.
It still says that he's the best Louisville basketball coach.
Well, that's on brand. You know, how lazy is that?
Right.
Won't even change the Twitter.
I suppose
handle.
He's still like, being paid to be the Louisville basketball coach. But
well, yes. Or he's actually being paid to not be the Louisville basketball
coach. That's true. He's still being paid by Louisville basketball.
Yeah. We're paying him more to not coach, to let the door not hit him in the butt on the way out, than we are the guy that, you know, is out there, you know, engaging the fans, getting older players, novel concept, using the community connection to raise money. How about that?
That's amazing.
People were all here. It's not like all these people just suddenly arrived in Louisville with this $1.5 million. It's not like an influx of tourism. You know, these are people that were here, money that was just dead on the sidelines because they couldn't get excited about it. And now that's what I just think the potential with something like this. If let's say they go get a roster that is, you know, puts them in a top 25, top, God forbid, top 15, something like that. Then I do think there's a pride factor of saying, hey, we're a big market club. We can be a big market baseball club. Again, who knows this is going to happen? I'm saying this is, to me, if it does work, that's where, like what you're talking about, see, it's never easy to raise money, but it's easier to go back if this works.
Sure. Like, you know, I mean, you see it every year with us, with Cram the Van. You know, you see a lot of those same faces that walk up to us and give us $100, you know, or $20 or whatever. And it's because it's a part of their program. They know that annually I'm doing this.
And it's on their calendar.
Exactly.
Now, you know, I mean, that's part. You start getting near to say, when's Cram the Van? You know, and we know we haven't had a van since the first year, but, you know, it's a symbol.
It's what it calls. It's what we call it.
But, yeah.
It's grown beyond
van. A lot of vans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might even have a summer meeting about that this summer, you know?
I think we should. And maybe,
how about that?
Maybe we just change the name to Vans. Like, it, you know, we just add an S at the end. Right. Cram the Vans.
No.
No.
We built a brand.
I'm with you.
We built the brand. He's like, we're sticking with it.
No.
No. No. No. It's like you're no.
No.
Hard pass.
But no, Terrence Edwards Jr., this is a guy that has spent 4 years at James Madison. He has his extra year. You know, makes sense. Like, let me go get paid somewhere, play at a high level. And Pat Kelsey was able to get him out of James Madison. I'm pumped about this, man. I mean, is he a starter? Probably. You know, I'd say he's probably a starter.
I would assume, yeah.
You know?
I would assume so.
But I'm jacked.
And then, I mean, is there any sense that any of the guys on last year's roster are going to be around or wanted to be around? Or do we have – I don't think I've heard anything on that at all, right?
I have no feel for it. I do think J.J. Traynor fits the mold, probably the best of the guys, that what Pat Kelsey's going to be looking for from a body type, you know, player type guy. J.J. Traynor feels like that type of guy. Personally, I would love to see Huntley Hatfield here because we've seen – he's one of the few guys that actually developed while Kenny Payne was here. I'd like to hang on to that, but – He doesn't really fit traditionally what Pat Kelsey's done at the five spot.
Or does he not? Because maybe, I mean, he had a good looking shot, you know? A good looking 3-point shot with a few times that he, you know, took it. And I would almost think that would intrigue him even more. But I don't know. It's all going to be about personality. If he's like, takes one look at these guys, is like, you are not ready to play for me, then they're not. And because you're trying to build a culture, you know, you're willing to take some losses along the way to do what you want to, you know, to establish what you want to establish. And if a player is talented, but he's going to stand in the way in your mind, and I'm not saying Huntley Hatfield is this way, and I don't get the sense he is, but if you think, hey, I'm not going to build a culture with a guy like this, then it's not going to work.
Yeah. And, you know, Huntley Hatfield can defend and rebound, and I'm always down for a guy like that. Absolutely. I just kind of wonder, you know, and Sky Clark yesterday committed to UCLA. Rick Bozich said he got triple his NIL from Louisville. Good luck,
Mick.
But the thing is like Sky, I actually think Sky, if he played the two, is worth taking. It's the idea that he was our point guard here is the problem. Like, he's not a creator for anybody. He can create for himself, but that's it. And so I think Sky Clark's a nice two piece. He just was totally mismanaged while he was here. So I actually think it might work.
Yeah, I don't know. I really wonder if these guys, what they will look like on someone else's roster. I was surprised that Withers and L. Ellis, frankly, didn't make bigger impacts at their two schools. And because I thought they're pretty good players. But these guys, I think, are better than the squad the year prior. So, some of these guys are going to work. But for Sky Clark, how many schools and how many years is this? I mean, it's like seven schools in 7 years or something.
It's like,
you go to high school?
It's like, I think it's like 8 AAU per, or like
Illinois,
AAU plus high schools. So it's like 4 high schools, 4 AAU programs. He committed to Kentucky, Illinois.
Good luck, Mick.
Played at Illinois, played at Louisville. This is his fourth college that he's committed to. And he's only played 2 years of basketball, 1.5 years of basketball.
His fourth college he's committed to. What a stat.
Yeah.
What a stat.
It's a lot, you know, but
Scotty Davenport's driving around right now. You know, he's running out there. He's just going to be going, this is why it's driving me nuts.
I bet. But you know, Scotty, that's something to watch, too, with Bellarmine. This is their first year they've been able to go portaling and being able to tell people, hey, we can actually play in the postseason. And I know that's held them back.
It's a funny word.
So, portaling.
It's just a funny word, portaling. Sounds like you're going to the bathroom.
Hit the portal. I think portaling's the right verb there, I think, you know.
I think it is. It's just, you're right. It's just funny to hear, portaling. I don't know. It just sounds like you're doing, are you doing number one or number two when you go portal? Which one is
it? I think you're standing up, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But Huntley Hatfield, I mean, he's going to look hard at NC State. Joel Justice and Kevin Keats are recruiting him there, and that's, you know, and UConn is also looking at him, and you know, those teams are in the Final Four, so that's really attractive, especially when
they had plenty of time to text him when they were waiting at the airport yesterday. UConn, oh my god, what a disaster. They didn't get into like 3 a.m. or something to Glendale or to Phoenix, And yeah, I mean, they were sitting on the runways like 8 hours or something, 7 hours, something crazy.
They're waiting on flight crews, and then the plane.
Well, it was a mechanical, and the mechanical delayed it so long. Then you had flight crew issues compounding it, because then they can't be there as, you know. It's like,
sure.
I was reading a little bit lengthier read on it. And it was like one just led to the other and led to the other, and it started with, I guess, the mechanical issue, and then by the time that was done, it's like, all right, hey, these people's shifts we're way into overtime here. We gotta get another crew.
Yeah, I've always thought this was wild, you know, and I flew, you know, small planes, not these types of planes or anything like that, but like the flight crew timed out, and I'm like, why didn't they take a nap? Like, can they not leave while the mechanic's working? I mean, they're not required while the mechanic is there.
Well, like, I think it's still the start of your shift. You just don't want you don't want bleary-eyed people on airplanes, I think, yes, is a general rule.
Yes. No.
I mean, you've flown a little bit. I don't think, you probably understand that as well as anybody.
You don't. No, and it is their time. You know, they are there. It's their time. You know, this is what they allotted for. And so I get that, you know, and that's part of the union and stuff like that, too. So
I just think the NCAA, on some level, should just let, especially the Final Four teams, book their own travel. You know, I mean, the NCAA does all this chartering for the first and second round and works with the women's tournament as well. And I know there's a logistics way to maximize it, but when you're down to these, you know, UConn ought to be able to do something for themselves. You know? And I don't think they were, you know, I just always remember that the NCAA handles all the travel for it, and you don't really get a say in it.
This can still happen, so, even if you create your own charter. I mean,
it can. I mean,
Louisville's over the years with football and basketball has had multiple issues with chartered flights, and a lot of times it's either weather related or mechanical, and it sucks. So the NCAA is going to take this on the chin, but this could have happened if UConn had chartered the flight. I mean, really. I mean, it could have happened.
But I wonder at some point, if you're like, this is going to be 7 or 8 hours, is there not a commercial option? Phoenix has got, a lot of direct flights.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I mean,
all
we do is airplane talk around here. What airplane the coach is on around here, and charter issues in the NCAA tournament. That's why people tune in the morning, Mark. That's it. They want to talk about air travel.
I was really hoping this morning you were going to tell me you were going to Phoenix and you were going to be on the Scottsdale SDK tonight.
God.
I was really hoping.
Look, this is breaking my heart, because I put two of the biggest badasses I know in sports on a text. Lee Miller from Atlantis and Alexa from DraftKings. I connected them on a text, and they both have dueling parties now that they are on my group text with, sharing back and forth. I'm like, can you guys just do this on the side, please? It was good for them. It was a terrible decision by me, because now I'm seeing, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Right. Yeah. No, you're in it now. You're looking at it and you're like, man, now I know all the details of what I'm missing out on. And it's just better.
I've got here's another invite. The Clutch Sports Group Men's Basketball Final Four Cocktail Party, 5 to 8 on Friday. Yeah.
I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's Friday.
What are you doing?
Thursday tonight would have been the STK. I'm parenting.
I know. Parent, take Max.
These wild
to the
teenagers
rooftop
with 6:45 curfews around here.
Right.
You know,
no,
I'm parenting.
The only bad things are going to happen if you stay in Destin, Panama City. Okay, Max is going to end up getting with the wrong crowd. So what you do is you remove him from the situation. You fly him to Phoenix this afternoon.
Love to do that. Leave all his friends down here on the beach and go to Phoenix with her no kids. It'd be awesome for him. Love that.
I don't know, man. It's going to be pretty cool. I mean, it's going to be really awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll send you the invites. It's like, geez, oh, Pete.
I know.
what are we? But I can't. I just can't. So
I understand.
Anyway. All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680 is the number to get in. Text away to the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. I'll let you do that. I'll actually check the text line this morning. That'd be a nice change for me for the week. It's kind of tough. I don't really have a good place to do the show here. I'm like at the kitchen counter. You know, I don't really have like a good workspace. I mean, I guess I could go out. I'm not going outside. I don't trust the internet. I don't even trust the internet being right next to the motor.
No, this whole segment was great. So,
golly.
So
I'm next to the modem.
Okay.
So anyway, all right, we'll continue along here. Yeah, not moving. If you want to hop in, you got the number to do so, 267-9680. Hey, look, Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal right now, for a lot of you, you probably have damage. You want it fixed quickly. just, you know, I haven't even talked to Jack. I just know when times like this occur that sometimes you get to voicemail, they will get back to you. And you want to do business with the right people when you have to get work done on your roof, because you have these storm chasers that come in from out of town. They get a 502 area code. They're like, yeah, we're local. You're like, where'd the White Castle used to be? Like, no idea. You know, they don't know where things used to be. If they don't know where things used to be, don't trust them for your roof. Pretty simple evaluation. But in all seriousness, when they get busy like this, they will get back to you, and it's worth the wait, because the last thing you want is a quick insurance job done that won't be covered a second time by a shoddy, you know, worker. So, and just, you know, again, these storm chasers you got to be aware of. So Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, been doing this for 40 years, so there's somebody you can trust. I trust them with my roof. We have plenty of people around the station who have trusted them with their roof as well. Online, carlinroofs.com, and so I'm here to talk about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Big game hunting, huh? I assume that's what it's for. I like it.
I've got to be fair. When I oversleep, I've got to make fun of myself as well.
You did. That is perfect.
But you weren't late.
You knocked out both right there.
But you weren't late.
Yeah, but if I lived anywhere else, I would have been late.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's be clear. We can arrive at 7:05. We need the producers here 30 minutes before the show.
That's true.
Nick.
Tanner.
Yeah, that was my next one. We'll talk to you. I'll see if I can get the text line. I just don't have a good ergonomic place to do the show. I want to be able to like see the. I just now got the television. I haven't watched television since the basketball games the other day. So I have no idea what's going on in the world out there, pretty much. Other than what people tell me on Twitter Spaces. That's about all I know.
Yeah, and you haven't done a Twitter Space. So, like, you're
I did
really...
one last night.
Oh, you did one last night?
I did one last night.
How did I miss that?
Yeah, you miss a day, you miss a lot. Rummage was on there, you know. I just kind of miss my friends, Mark, you know.
I didn't know you were doing a Twitter Space. I mean, I guess I got to turn notifications on.
I didn't know I was
too
either.
Yeah, I did.
I guess you do.
I guess I turn notifications on for Diener Says to figure it out.
Yeah.
So to see what's going on.
I just fired it up and was just, you know, all my friends were there. You know, they missed me.
They miss you. I thought you were down there with all your friends.
I don't have all my friends down here. I got friends all over. You know. Come on, Mark.
Like, well, the Reds are 4-2. How about that?
How about that? They started the season on time for once. Look out, you know, instead of going 0-6 week one and digging out from that all year.
I know.
So, you know, who knows?
Yeah, so they're off today.
We'll have the Reds, right? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so they're off today, and then they play again tomorrow, but I don't remember. And I think that's back at home, so I got to catch up. They're playing the Mets tomorrow on Apple TV.
Where's the promo sheet? Yeah.
On Apple TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
all right.
But then we did get another rain out for Louisville baseball against Kentucky. So.
Golly. Oh, that was – okay, that's right. That was the Kentucky game. So, yeah, I guess the field, I don't know what – did it rain there yesterday?
It was nasty in the area yesterday, and I don't know if it rained in Lexington. It rained a little bit here. It was depending on where you were. So, I assume it rained and kind of just washed them out. But kind of sucks because that's a SEC Network game, you know, that – you know.
You'd like to play the rival.
You want to play the rival. And, you know, we got to get baseball rolling, man. Like, you know, we got to find a way to win – this series this weekend at Jim Patterson Stadium, you know, against NC State. I mean, we got to win an ACC series. Like, I think we've lost 7 in a row. Like, that's not Dan McDonald
baseball.
Right?
Dating back to last year.
Dating back to last year.
Have they played two
this year so far.
ACC series.
Yeah, yeah, they played Wake, and then they lost. They dropped the series to Florida State. They won game one. No, sorry, no, the game one, game two. You know, this of the Florida State series 5-2, and then lost game three. So they've had some opportunities to kind of win a series. They just haven't done it. Got to get it done.
Well, hopefully they can get it together. Hopefully they can get it together. So we'll let you hop on in again. I'm gonna have to move things around here so I can read the text line because I'm gonna.
You want me to read it? I can read it. I'm sitting right next to you.
I don't know. All right. Well, if you see any good ones there, but I'll be good in the next hour. I think I've scouted out the space where I can set up.
Yeah, I'm refreshing it because it was all from yesterday. Oh yeah. Okay. Did Jared get a better dog?
By the way, the photo of Lachlan running on the Courier Journal, I put that in the group chat.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it was so
has everybody
funny.
Seen that?
Yeah. It looks
okay,
creepy.
So I didn't realize there's this footage of him run. He was ahead of Kelsey. Like, this is like Alan Cutler-esque. Is that right?
he's like running, I think, to get in front of Kelsey. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I didn't know that was a whole. I heard somebody reference that the other day, and I didn't know exactly what they were talking about. But yeah, it's that picture in the Courier. Like, I was just, wait a minute, is that Lachlan? And they've got him like mid stride too.
Yeah,
you know, it's an odd. It's
looks
an odd
very
photo.
Creepy, you know. But you know,
yeah, borderline a little bit.
The haircut, you can tell, you know, is not the birthday haircut. So you know, it's okay.
yeah. So. Well, we'll let you pop on in here as we should play the we get that Kelsey audio for the revival. And I love that nothing better than seeing Pat Kelsey tweet something and Brady Brom doing the hashtag Reviveville.
Oh yeah, you know, oh yeah. I mean, and he also updated us with the bat signal. Pat Kelsey did, similar to the Brady Brom tweet that, you know, it's let's play football, Jeff Brom in the XFL. Pat Kelsey's let us know that when he has his introductory press conference video where he's walking, does the L's up, says go Cards, that is the bat signal for the him getting a new player. So that's something to look out for.
So we got that going on. I'm looking down. We mentioned the Malik Williams had the 10-day contract. I'm just scrolling through my Twitter feed at some of the things I saw.
Texter says Maddox at 57 is ranked one spot below Mike James at 56 in the 24/7 portal rankings. We're going to need to get better with this amount of money being donated raised.
Wait a minute. So that person hasn't given a dollar. No. I can tell.
No.
And number two, he's in the job for a week. You know, I mean, he's got three players in a week. You know, it'll be fine.
Well, we know what Mike James is.
By the way,
too.
The season isn't even over with yet. I mean, you got to get all of these guys. You know, there's probably players on those final four rosters. And yeah, you know, he's not doing anything. He's just got his feet kicked up, and he's just, you know, going on airplanes because he likes to fly. I mean, what do you think we're doing over here?
Flying around. Yeah. So I don't know. But James,
that is absolutely the tone of someone who has not given a dollar.
Oh, totally. 100%.
That is absolutely the attitude of someone who is looking at this. Oh, where are we doing with our money? Oh, I'm sorry. Where's your check? Oh, well, what check? You know, I mean, come on.
Chase has the audio from Pat Kelsey ready to
Okay, rock. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yo, Card Nation, Coach Kelsey here. Big day. L's up. I think you know what I'm talking about. The 502 circle, the match campaign. What my man Rick has stepped up and done is huge. I want to make sure I'm never delaying gratitude and saying thank you once again. Putting us in a position to be competitive with the biggest of big, the best of the best, which is Louisville basketball, is what Card Nation's all about. Hey, happy hunting, hitting the road, L's up, go Cards.
Dude is intense, isn't he?
He's got the engines whirling in the background. You can hear it.
Yeah,
you know,
I like
you can hear it.
It
going. He might be in Phoenix later today. He might take your place on that Scottsdale.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Do you think? I mean, I wonder if he is going to be at the Final Four. I actually just texted someone within athletics to see if he was, because I don't know. Maybe he's just recruiting. Maybe he goes out there. So, I mean, he's bringing his whole staff.
I read that there's a dead period for the Final Four for recruiting in person.
So Saturday?
You can have virtual communication. You cannot see recruits in person.
Gotcha. And that's probably to get all the coaches to the Final Four.
And that started at midnight, this past midnight.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, so like 6-7 hours ago, 8 hours ago? Yeah.
Yeah. The most recent midnight. I guess is the way you'd say that. I don't know.
How long is the dead period? Is it a fortnight of dead, or is it?
See, that's what I was looking for actually when I got in here, but I can't find it.
Texter says that they feel like that we're nearing the land of unbridled optimism. Is that where we are?
You know what? I was trying to think of a phrase for that because that is, you know, that's what I used with football. I'm going to have to, and I stole that from Tony Kornheiser from, you know, when Robert Griffin III was a rookie. So we're getting there, but that's kind of reserved for football. I got to come up with something new if it's for basketball. You know me, Mr. Positive, always trying to think of positive things, Mark.
Mr. Yeah,
freaking happy.
So are we going to leave Mannequin as a song just for football as well? Land of Unbridled Optimism and the Mannequin song just for football? Or are we going to come up with a new song and a new phrase for basketball?
Sucks. This is ridiculous. You can...
We're losing Drew there. I can't.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So I did not hear your response at all. So
no. Well, I think I've got to come up with something new for basketball because that's like a football thing. We got the caboose, and we'll get the caboose mates out there on when we have the spring game, and you know, be ready to rock. But I got to have a different phrase, I think,
for sure.
For basketball. I mean, if it's Reviveville, that's his thing. I don't know. I'll have to see.
Are you gonna befriend all the Kelseys, like all of his cousins and brothers and sisters? And
I'm gonna try to.
Are you gonna be a part of the family? Are you gonna go to family reunions and Christmases and things like that? Is that what's happening?
I don't think so, but I've invited his brother to come to Keeneland with us. So
okay, perfect.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. The only thing I can see wrong with his brother is he's a droid guy. That's the only negative I've found so far. That's it. Seems like a great dude. Green text. I'm gonna forgive it. And I want to know how much grief Pat probably gives him about it. You know?
Oh yeah, no, because Pat's an Apple guy for sure.
Yep.
So
yep.
You know, because he's got a FaceTime, he's got to get, you know, all the kids are on Apple, so he's got to have an Apple. But you know, you really, that's the way to change the world, is you just have to admonish the people in your life that have the Android.
Shame them.
Yeah, you have to shame them into you know, a nice phone, a functional phone, a phone that works for everything.
That doesn't screw up group texts. And I know people will say, no, it's the Apple programmer that makes them screw it up. Whatever, you know, but that's it. If that's the worst you can say about someone, I'd say they're doing pretty good. So we gotta, you know, the Kelseys are going to be very coachable around Derby. You know, I mean, Pat was asking, you know, me about wearing the pink and all that. And, you know, we're going to have to.
We can't let him make the same mistakes as Chris Mack, you know, with wearing all black to the Kentucky Oaks. I mean, that really still bothers me. You know, because
did Kenny Payne even go to the Derby or Oaks? Like, I don't even
You know, I can't ever remember seeing him there, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, Chris Mack wore an all black suit to the Kentucky Oaks, and he was in Kieber's box. He was in a cool spot. It's just been of my opinion for a long time that the Louisville basketball coach should be holding court in the Turf Club.
Yes, should be visible everywhere. Should be everywhere and should be on the television broadcast. If you can figure out a way to make them a part of that. I mean, they're on there for 6 hours or whatever it is on NBC. I mean, you can't tell me that. I mean, I'm sure Darren Rogers could use some influence over there. Or Kenny Rice. I just talked to him yesterday as well.
Oh, good.
I'm sure that they could use some influence and go, hey, you know, we got the Kelsey guy. Now, I'm really curious because somebody had said, what about Riders Up? Let's remember, it is Derby 150. So they probably got some big hitters on this.
Oh, yeah. I imagine that's got celebrity, like established celebrity, national, you know, heavy hitter. Like Pat Kelsey, we love him right now. He hadn't done anything yet, and the national audience is going to be like, who? You know, You know, once Pat Kelsey wins a national championship here, he could do it, and everybody's going to know who he is. But, you know, for Derby 150, who do you think it will be, if you were to guess?
It's a great question. I mean, I really don't know. I know that they know because Darren won't tell me, you know.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, who would be the ultimate? I mean, do you want it to be I don't know that it necessarily needs to be a Louisville person. It's a national broadcast. Now, if they have a great tie to Louisville, obviously that's fantastic. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it would be.
The Pegasus, which is not even close to this, they used a super big influencer. who I don't like. Chase probably knows her name. I don't the Pegasus influencer. Anyway,
by the way, I'm an influencer now. Did you know that I have my own promo code for Loose City? LooseCity.com/Diener. Slash Diener. It's Friends of Diener. That's actually what it says on there. The Friends of Diener discount.
You've made it the whole way.
#FOD. Yeah, I've got my. I mean, I jokingly say that, but Lintner actually wrote it in there. I'm like, that is awesome. So yeah, you can go anytime. LooseCity.com/Diener.
Wow. No, so the Pegasus influencer.
I might have to get Greg Galliott on that one too.
Oh, you have to. We'll have to.
We'll have to work that one.
Friends of Diener, you know, for the bats, for Loose City. All you know, you got to have the Friends of Diener. We all need our discount and promo codes. 100%.
Yeah.
But
they get a huge one on Saturday, 4:00, against Indy 11. So
That is a big one. That is a very big one. A little bit of a rivalry there.
Tell me, go deep on that Indy 11 knowledge.
Sorry, I'll hand it over to Chase. I just remember Jason, our former producer. He's a big Indy 11 fan. That's literally all I know.
Okay,
but
he's the only one.
He's the only one I know. But they have a nice facility up there. I've been in that Indianapolis facility up there in Noblesville. It's incredible. It's actually awesome. So Alex Earl was the girl who did the. She's an Instagram model. And apparently it's like big time. Like there's the Alex Earl effect on Instagram. Like if she does something.
We're not doing that. We're getting bigger than that for Derby. I don't even know who that is.
I don't know who it is.
Mahomes last year.
That we did have Mahomes.
Yeah.
We got to get Lamar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we should get
Lamar. What if we get Taylor Swift?
That's
Travis Kelce.
What I was thinking.
Now, I think Lamar actually makes the most sense because of, you know, the MVP, the Louisville connection.
Yeah.
Like, if it's actually, that's so obvious. If it's not him, he just can't be there, I guess. I don't know. But let's also not forget, it's also a guy that didn't even do the Heisman House. So I don't know. I mean, they might offer it to him. And they might be like, nah, I got to do these shake weights. You know, I got to work out.
He did the Heisman House once. But it was, you know.
But he's not a guy who does many endorsements. And when he could very easily make a lot more money than he is off of them.
Totally.
To me.
100%. I mean, you know, but two-time MVP, Heisman Trophy winner, you know, played at Louisville. That makes a ton of sense. But, you know, if you can get Travis Kelce, if you could get Taylor Swift, if you could get, you know, somebody like that, that would be huge.
I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift's is on tour somewhere on the other side of the planet probably at that point.
Well, then Travis better be unavailable, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680 is the number to get in. UPS jobs text line 437-9680. You know, it's that the only bad thing about being down here is, you know, I can't get on the FanDuel app. And when you you know, you're down here in Florida, it's like
you got the
dead zone for wanting to see exactly. I am. I mean, I want to see the daily promotions. I want to see what's going on. You know, if you're somebody who hasn't signed up, you can get $200 in sign-up bonus as well when you go to ESPN. When you go to FanDuel.com/DrewD, and also I can get you my own referral code, and that'll give you another $75. Just saying, you can get both of those. If you want to hit me up on that. That's a story for another day, though. But if you want to, don't use this one as the commercial. I'll actually do a better one the next hour, so we can have as the recorded one on this. But if you are someone who has been thinking about, you know, hey, all right, got the Final Four coming up. I'd like to do some player props. I want to do a spread. I want to do some money line. We'll do some Kevin Keats money line plus whatever that is, 450, I think, it's something like that. Whatever it is, get that $200 in sign up bonus. We have to win that first bet. Got to remember this. You get a deposit 10, bet 5. Got to win the first one. So find something like minus 1,000 if you can out there. Got to be 21 or older, present in Kentucky. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. Hour number two ahead. I can't keep it straight. You know, it's the land of unbridled something around.